What do you think of that, Gerbs? Checking your phone. Are we
I just got a text. I didn't know if my dad was coming today or not. And
Him on the cast.
Yeah, tell your dad to get in here. Your dad hates me.
What? Does he really? Hate
Remember when I tried to take a shit and he was like, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
he denied you a shit? He denied you a shit?
This is insane. And Gerby stands behind. Whose house were you in? We were at the fucking the tire shop. We were filming tires, etc. His dad comes in. There's an office. So the only bathroom is in the public bathroom. Yeah. Is in the lobby where every single person was.
And we're filming.
That we were filming. So I can't take a shit in there.
Where are you filming? Oh, wait, it's closed while you're filming?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shop's closed. But
and he wouldn't let you shit.
So I go upstairs.
There's
and
he's an upstairs
like,
office.
We try to go to the executive suite.
Another toilet. And
which is what everyone was using, except his dad wasn't there. So his dad was there when I was up there. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I was just going to go to the bathroom. And he was like, there's one downstairs. And I was like, yeah, I mean, more privacy. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I gotta fucking spell it out. I'm gonna take a shit. And O'Connor was in another room and heard it and walked out and was like, that was crazy. Like, it was crazy.
Damn.
Your dad got me, dude.
Gerby
defended it. Gerby was like, well, I'll go.
Let's hear the defense.
No, I'm not defending what my dad did. There's no defense.
He shut down a dump, dude.
The last time I was there, I went upstairs to take a shit, and Gerben was like, I'll clean it then. Yeah, go ahead. It's like, what?
Because he is letting us
spray shit everywhere and not clean it?
Look, it's insane, but I can't. The drama, I mean, he is just as stubborn as you could be. So if you're like, I'm going to go shit in this thing, and he's like, if he shits in this, then I'm not having anybody here, then it's like, well, what do I do?
So it's just like, he's threatened to shut down production.
Well, I was joking with him. I was joking with him before the second one. I was like, and everybody, just so you know, is going to shit in your private bathroom. He's like, Steven, I'll shove the... And it was a whole thing. So I was like, you gotta fucking relax because I'll just clean it. I don't fucking care. It's like...
I'm on your dad's side.
I mean, if you put it that way...
Here's where I'm on your dad's side from. Your dad's been cleaning up fucking, like, low-level mechanic dumps.
Nah, you should see the mechanic's dumps.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that bathroom is a fucking
That's what I'm
dungeon.
Saying, dude. When a Jiffy Lube mechanic takes a dump, it just shoots everywhere.
Yeah.
It leaves a toilet bowl and hits
the floor. But there's a difference.
The mechanics have a bathroom.
Bathroom.
And it is... You've never
seen
a bathroom like
that. That's why he's quarantined everyone in that bathroom, dude.
It is...
He probably doesn't wear hazmat suits and like power wash the bathroom.
You would have to wear a hazmat suit to clean that bathroom, dude.
Wait, I'm wondering. I'm on Shane's side here.
I'm on your dad's side.
No, I think that there is a reason to say mechanics have the mechanics bathroom.
Yes,
but somebody coming in to just shoot a thing that he's not.
We're gonna film
not,
for fucking 9 hours.
That's the ass level of mechanic, though.
But. No.
Aspiring actor probably takes a very similar dump to a mechanic.
No, but the mechanic is covered in oil and whatever. Well, whatever. It's one of those things. So
that is funny. I got denied. I sought asylum in like a stranger's house. I was like, can I use your bathroom, sir? And they're like, what do you got to do? Actually, no. It was we were playing basketball, and we gave my friend laxatives. And then while we're playing, we're all like elbowing him in the stomach and stuff. We actually called my friend. We had this weird phase where we were giving people laxatives when I was like in high school. And me and my cousin got laxatives and put them in chocolate milk and opened the. Did you ever talk about this? We opened the chocolate milk up and we brought chocolate milk to like four or five chocolate milks to my friends. And we each grabbed one that was good. We gave our one friend the one with laxative. We're like, yo, Wawa just gave us free chocolate milk, dude. Let's drink up, play some basketball. So as he's drinking, we're like, yeah, drink it up, man. Come on, cheers.
Cheers. Chug that.
So we get him and chug's chocolate milk.
You're a terrifying human.
So we're playing basketball, and the whole time we get a rebound, and I'm like, whap, an elbow in his stomach. So we're all like hitting him. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And then he's like, oh my God, I got a shit. So he goes to this guy's house. He's like, can I use your bathroom? The guy's like, what do you got to do? And he goes, I got to do number two. And the guy goes, nope. I think he had to get picked up, and then he went home. He wasn't far from his house. Dude, did that. We gave girls laxative in high school.
Nice.
It was fantastic, dude.
It's like assault.
Like assault.
I mean, not in high school. I didn't know.
True.
You gave it. Yeah, I've talked about this
dude,
before.
I hope you get me too'd over
giving laxative.
Roofying someone with the laxative.
We gave it. Oh, man, that was horrible. It was mineral oil. I talked about this before.
No, I don't know if you did it to a lady?
in high school, we did to a gang of ladies, dude, the three of them. We were drinking vodka at our house, and I would make shots, and then me and one of my boys would fucking, instead of shots, we would put mineral oil.
Oh my God.
So we fed this trio of chicks like four shots of mineral oil.
What happened?
Dude, so we went to the football, we like went to the football game and followed them to like see what they would blow. So we went to the football game, and we were like, what the fuck? They're not shitting. We were like sitting there like, what's going on? And then we saw them leave, and we were like, oh, fuck, they're going to shit. So we followed them up to a Wendy's, and they had gone into a Wendy's, and we're blowing it out. We were knocking on the door like, where are you guys going? What's going on?
they suck refuge in a fucking Wendy's.
And then from the 202 Wendy's. And then my friend... My friend's like, yeah, you guys are drunk. I got to drive you home, even though they weren't really drunk. So my friend drove him home and hit all the bumps. He's like, I swear one of them shit themselves.
He was hitting bumps on purpose.
He was doing construction, so he was going bump, bump, bump. He's like, dude, I swear one of them shit.
Holy fuck.
It was fucked up, dude.
Damn, that friend is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking total beast.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. With school, the more I'm, like, researching, like, behavioral disorders, my whole squad was conduct disorder, CD, anti-personality, antisocial. Dude, because the shit I'm hitting people with, that is, like, I have to give a presentation on conduct disorder, and I'm like, no. If I were to fucking even just tell people what I was up to as a youth, dude, this whole class would be like, get out. You got to leave now.
Yeah.
But dude, in my head, I was like...
Dude, you tell me shit. And I'm like,
I thought
you got to leave.
That made perfect sense to me. I was like, yeah, we'll slip him a little bit. Because we did it to my friend.
I mean, that's hilarious.
We did it to my friend. And then my cousin wanted to get out of school. So he was like, I wonder what this is like. And he dragged laxative.
What, do you think he's going to go home early? Because he had to shit.
He did it before school. So then... He did it before school, so he could just, like, be in the bathroom shitting on it. So I told him, I'm like, dude,
you don't have to actually shit.
So I told him, I'm like, you could have just said you had diarrhea. And he was like, oh, fuck. But he was like, well, I kind of want to see what it did. And he was like, he called my friend up and apologized. I'm like, dude, I didn't know how fucking bad that was.
Oh,
you drink
man.
A bunch of laxative, dude? Apparently, it's like, you shit like a maniac.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You've definitely had laxative.
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. I thought for sure.
I have pooped my pants in public, but not a laxative. You're just unassisted? Validating all my concerns about people.
Why?
Because that's the whole thing. I'm always like, I would sometimes get panicky if I left a drink.
Oh, for sure. Dude, I have a phobia of being poisoned. It probably stems from all the horrible shit
from
that I've done.
Poisoning people.
Pretty much, yeah. So yeah, I have, if I'm at Chipotle and I gotta go to the bathroom, I'll take my food with me and like take a piss and come back and put it back down.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my lax karma.
You bring your food into the bathroom?
Fuck yeah. I've started to not do it now. That's my big thing.
You can't do that.
I had to, bro. I thought someone was going to lax me back. I thought one of these fucking girls were going to come back and fucking mineral oil me up.
They definitely, you deserve it. But no, nobody's going to lax you.
Fuck, man. I deserve it.
We should probably go back to
when'd you, shit your pants?
Shitting your pants in public.
It was I was in middle school and I had... I didn't use the public restroom because
I never shit at my school in grade school.
Yeah.
Not once. When I was a kid, I didn't shit.
I would go to the nurse's office.
Ooh, I got a belly ache and go to the bathroom like ugh.
Yeah. So I was holding it in, and then
damn, so you'd only dump for the nurse.
That's so funny. She definitely knew.
she knew.
Yeah,
yeah. We just come in and be like, "I need to use the restroom." She's like, "Okay," and then I just because they had a private.
Damn, you're probably such a little dork.
Yes.
Probably adorable.
So
you're a tiny boy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She'd be like, "Miss,
how tall
were
you? You recently got tall."
Yes. Yeah, because I was 5'2" my senior year of high school.
Whoa!
Yeah. Damn,
you're a little boy, dude.
Yes.
You go seek dump asylum.
So I was. So I had to. I had diarrhea that morning. And then it was kind of one of those things where it was...
I love dorks with, like, well, I had diarrhea in the morning. For some reason, I'm just like, yeah, I shit weird. Like, that's how I process
it. It's like almost like a Civil War journal, Civil War general documenting your day. Like, well, I had diarrhea in the morning. And
early in the morning, I was struck with some mean grumbling in my tongue.
So you were prey walking through the hallways. Your stomach.
Yeah, it was
like
one of those. Like diarrhea has that bizarre sensation that I can't quite articulate. My parents are blowing up my cell phone. Let me just make
sure. Probably a shit in the toilet. It's probably a shit in the
toilet. Yeah, someone's definitely shit.
Someone took it.
Someone shit at work.
I'm just putting it on silent. It's like
someone must have took an unauthorized shit.
Yeah. So it's just like
I'm gonna take a fucking Upper Decker at your dad's work.
I'll be sure to tell him.
And let him know, dude. Yeah. I'll fucking square
up. So it's that weird sensation where like there's like the diarrhea sort of rushes down.
Yeah, and just blocks right at the butthole. Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You're like blocking it and then it somehow goes away.
It didn't. Yeah, and then right. It dissipates. Yeah, but you didn't block it.
So, well, I had all day and then it was eighth period. We're in gym class. We're playing kickball.
Oh, you had diarrhea in gym class?
When I kicked the ball. No.
When you kicked
the ball. Yeah, everything relaxed and it was like, brop. And then.
What were you wearing?
Well, my PE uniform.
Shorts?
Shorts and boxer shorts.
It's just such a dork mentality. I don't know what it is.
But it wasn't like full diarrhea. It was just like...
Just a squirt.
Brop. Yeah. And
was
then
it hot?
I ran the first...
And it was cold right away. You know what I mean? Because that liquid's just sitting on it.
I ran the first, and then I remember...
You were on base with a shit in your pants?
I was single. On base there, like, trying to... And the next person had a double. And I remember getting a third. And there's this kid, third. Sean, playing third. And I think a piece dropped out. I remember he was one of these kids, like, I was saying Shane is like a natural rhythm. He was like a natural athlete. And you know how, like...
He bird-dogged your turd on the ground?
He was, like, kind of... I just remember him, like, looking at whatever's on the ground, just, like, rubbing it with his foot, and, like, just kind of confused.
He stepped on it and mashed it around?
That's his shit at that point.
But it wasn't... He was just confused. It wasn't like he was... Yeah. You know, because I don't think the smell was wafting. And then I got home somehow, and so I go into the locker room.
So you scored.
I can't remember if I scored or whether the period ended. But I went into the locker room.
You slid into home. And
you definitely got tagged out. Someone beamed you with the fucking ball.
It was just a big snail trail on the ground.
And then I went in the bathroom and I
slid for 50 feet.
Fuck, dude.
So you went in the bathroom.
I go in the bathroom. I was so embarrassed and I took my boxer shorts off. And sure. I put my PE uniforms, my new boxers, and my pants on. And then I put my boxers in my lunch bag.
No, you throw them out.
Throw them out, you fucking weirdo.
And I came home and was trying to wash them in my sink. Nah, dude. And then my mom walked in and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, and I started crying. I was like, eh. And then she was like, why did you throw them out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of washing your shit in the sink?
Yeah.
Damn, it's crazy your mom wasn't more sympathetic. She was like, why didn't you throw them out? You're like, I shit my pants.
Well, you ruined your lunch bag.
Well, she was like, it doesn't matter. You shit your pants. Just throw out your underwear.
That's a good lesson.
That's crazy. Soder shit his pants playing kickball as he kicked it.
I'll up your craziness one more level. Because I Wikipedia'd him the other day. We have the exact same birthday.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
Soder shit his pants kicking the ball.
That's it must wild.
Be, what and then threw his pants out, threw his underwear out, and a kid fished him out. And was like, you shit your pants.
There's always someone on patrol for pants shitters.
He lies. He was older. Oh. He claims preschool, but you're not playing kickball in preschool. So Danny Sody's was probably, that's probably a third grade dump.
Probably, dude.
Probably a fifth grade dump. Yeah, Soder shit his pants in college.
For someone to be able to fish a fucking dump out of the trash, yep. You're talking like someone's gone through puberty at that
point. Yeah, and what up? Yeah, because in order to fish a dump out, you have to be like super vindictive and
for sure
testosterone fueled, where you're just like, I gotta destroy this other guy.
I mean, that was. I knew a couple people that fell by the wayside dumping their pants in fucking grade school, dude. That was a hard fuck. That was taking a mortar shell, dude. Did you ever get discovered as a fucking dumper?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
I got away with one in third grade. I sharted right before the bell. Right before the buses came, I sharted. And then I did this weird, like, PR damage control where I was going around, like, you smell my shirt? It fucking stinks. I don't know what's going on.
Whoa! Yeah, that's impressive.
I was a psycho. Damn. I went around. I was like, I think my dog shit somewhere. I don't know. But everyone was like, cool. Like, everyone was like, yeah, definitely.
Wait, you what shit on the way to school?
I sharted at the end of the day.
And you were like, I think my dog shit somewhere?
Yeah, well, we were third grade.
Yeah, you're coming up with them.
I was pulling away with lies, dude.
Holy shit.
Trump daddy, dude. I fucking dumb.
You were razzle dazzle, dude.
Dump daddy, dude. I was just lying. People were like, you shit. I was like, you're lying. Fuck you, dude.
Talk about getting ahead of the story.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No one even smelled it, but I was all over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I stunk.
You had a shit in your pants.
I had diarrhea in my trunks, dude.
I didn't really shit myself at all. A couple of my cousins fell by the wayside, sharting, shitting themselves a couple of times, dude. But I,
it's such a dad, dude. If you full shit your pants, because especially where I was from, we all went to the same, grade school, high school, fucking kindergarten through 12th. Right, we were all together in the same class,
for sure,
like a small class. So like, if you shit your pants, everyone was like, "Yeah, that guy shit his pants," and you just weren't cool.
Yeah.
Like, for the rest of your life, it was like, fourth grade?
It was weird, because we had a kid shit his pants in probably fourth grade, and everyone was just like, the day of, we were like, bah! But after a while, everyone was like, whatever.
Nice, you guys.
We were pretty progressive. My school was pretty progressive about shitting your pants. We had a lot of pants shitters, though, so I think it was like...
it was contagious. You guys were shitting.